Peggy 14, and Kathy 12, and Janet 9. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lennon Sisters.
He can turn the tide and calm the angry.
Well, how it happened is we were, my sister Diane, our oldest sister, who is we call Dee Dee, went to school with Larry Welk Jr. And we had, as sisters and as a family, my dad always sang, and we just sang around the house. None of us read music. It just came to us naturally, harmony and all. Well, Larry Welk Jr. went to school with Dee Dee at St. Monica's High School. They were both 15 years old. He asked her to a party, and she said, oh, I can't. I have to sing. And he said, oh, I didn't know you're singing. I'll come and pick you up. So he came there, and it was running late, so he got to hear us sing. He said to Dee Dee, I have no idea you sang with your sisters. I'm going to tell my dad. Well, he was 15 years old. What did his dad think, you know? And then all of a sudden, we get a call about a month later, and he said, my dad's homesick with a cold. Get over here and sing quickly. We came over, and we walked into his gorgeous home, and he came out in this maroon satin smoking jacket and velvet slippers. It was like out of a movie. And he comes walking out, and he indeed had a cold, and he said, my son has told me about you. Sing. It was like that fast. So we looked at each other, we hit a note on the piano, and we sang the song that was made famous by the McGuire sisters. It was called He.
He can turn the tide.
And Mr. Welk said, oh, I love your sound. Will you be on my Christmas show? So it was Christmas Eve, 1955, and then from then on, we were on every Saturday night after that. It just literally fell into our lap.
It's encore time, as you can see now, by the lovely little Lennon girls, and the song, Tonight You Belong to Me.
What was it like working with him? How did you all get along with him and perfection that he wanted for his show from his talents?
Well, he was a real perfectionist, absolutely, and he was of German descent, and our dad and our grandmother was also, so there was that strict, you know, you do it now. And what was amazing, television was it was the early days of television, so it was new. You had the three networks, and you maybe had a couple of local stations. And so we were on, and it went live to New York. We taped it on, or filmed it, actually, on Saturday nights at 6 o'clock in L.A., and it went live to New York at 9 o'clock. And so we did a live show every Saturday night at 6 o'clock. For 10 years, it went live, and then it went on to taping when we went to color.
The lovely Lennon sisters sing one that hasn't been heard too often.
High on a hill was a lonely goat.
It was amazing how many times things would happen on the show and you just went on, whether it was we would be on a slide and we'd get a splinter in our finger or our slip would fall off or
wardrobe malfunction and all.
Oh, absolutely. He did the show. And so therefore, to answer your question, he was a taskmaster, but it was an incredible schooling for us when it comes to professionalism, being on time, respect for time, knowing your part, knowing what you were doing. He led a very well-constructed production and show, and we learned from youth, from childhood, what that was like. And we loved him. We feared him and we loved him. It was like a grandfather, you know. You just like, you knew he was strict and you knew he could be tough, but we loved him. And he'd always be Mr. Welk to us. I've never called him Lawrence in my life.
Hey there, Georgie girl.
Talk about the great mellow sounds that you have. How did you find that sound, and how do you maintain it today?
You know, as I said before, none of us read music. It's a family blend. It's what, you know, the Osmonds have. It's what the Mills brothers had. It's what the Andrews, the McGuires. I could go on and on for the sisters, the King sisters. But it's a family blend that you just can't beat. We worked with the Gatlin brothers for 3 years. We're working with the Osmond brothers right now in Branson at Andy Williams' Moon River Theater. We do a Christmas show with them and carrying on Andy's legacy. And where we have been blessed is we haven't lost it. 16 years ago, Diane, or Dee Dee, and Peggy retired. We'd been in Branson for many, many years, and they both retired because they could. And our sister Mimi Now, there's 11 siblings. Our sister Mimi has joined us now 16 years ago. She filled in as each of the girls had babies. She would come in and work at Caesar's Palace, or she'd work at another concert and fill in. So when the girls retired, they asked Mimi to join us.
And do you all get along?
Oh, we have so much fun. That comes first.
Talk about your fan base of today. Do you have younger fans? Do you transcend those generations?
We do, because when we left the Welk Show after 13 years, we had our own show with Jimmy Grant. Then we went on to be with Andy Williams, and we did Caesar's Palace. And then, you know, we have built our fans who were with their grandparents. They now grew up with us, our age, and now they have their children coming to the show, and some of them even their little grandchildren, because PBS still runs the Lawrence Welk Show. So you have the reruns that people are following with. Plus, what's amazing, if you Google Lennon Sisters on YouTube, there are songs I don't even remember singing. I'll call Jen. I'll go, did you see that? When did we do that? They have everything of us through the years.
Well, Kathy Lennon, thank you so much. We look forward to your show Friday, April 10th at the Riviera Theater in North Tonawanda.
Thanks to all your listeners. We'll look forward to seeing them and visiting with them and taking pictures and all.